like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Grey Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. The guest on this episode is someone who I don't think we've met before in any capacity, really, but I've seen your name a lot. And I think that that's maybe a good place to start off is with you introducing yourself and giving a bit of background about what you do as an artist. And I know there's a number of things happening in the very near future I want to get into, but let's start off with who you are and what you do musically.
Thanks for having me, Sam. It's great to meet you. It's great to be on the show. So my name is Stephanie Westall. I am a musician. I am a songwriter, and I have just started an event series. I also do art. So okay. I do a lot of collages, and I've just started doing jewelry as well.
Oh, cool. Okay. So it's quite, you've your fingers in a number of different pies there. Yeah. So I do want to get into this series that you have going on, because I think that's sort of the most exciting thing that's happening right now. But just as far as, I mean, people always hate answering this question, but how do you define the type of music that you play? And everyone hates it because there's so many different subgenres now and different ways to, different categories to fit things in. But do you have sort of a Cole's Notes way of defining your sound?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yeah, it always makes people like, Yeah. So I would say that my lyrics are bold.
Okay.
I have strong melodies, strong, harmonies as well. And just a clean sound.
Okay.
A clean sound. I don't shy away from bold lyrics. So that actually leads up to, Lesser Than, which is a song I have coming out September 12th. And that song is a pretty serious song, followed up by more of a dance tune. But
okay.
I never shy away from saying, you know, what I want to talk about, whether it's mental health or abuse or whatever it is, I will talk about it.
Well,
sing about it.
I like how you answered that question too, because most people will just immediately list off a bunch of genres, and you did the complete opposite by sort of focusing on the content of the lyrics and things like that. But I mean, so genre wise, where do you fit yourself within the massive number of growing genres of music that you can label yourself with?
Alt pop, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, pop, okay. Rock, alt pop.
Right.
Kind of in there.
That sort of umbrella, which encompasses so much else as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your background in the local music scene? Like how long have you been doing this? Because I feel like I've seen your name for a while now. And, you know, whether it's posters for events or you're showing up on social media and things like that. So you definitely you've been at this for some time.
Yeah, I have been at this for some time. Recently moved back to Winnipeg from Middle East and Africa and Europe.
Oh, wow.
During COVID. So I sort of connected with musicians then that I played with in a band called Chains on 20.
Okay, of course. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right. So connected with them, and just one thing, we just kept building the business, you know, building the Stephanie Westall band. And we've just taken it from there. So I've got a lot of things I want to do. I want to play, I want to record. And I had this event series coming up called the Goddess Series, which is sort of my next project that I want to take on.
Okay, well, that's maybe a very good segue there into what this is, because this is happening imminently at the time that we're doing this interview. So from what I understand from looking at it online, it looks like this is a more involved thing than just a local project. I mean, there's more going on. It's a wider scope. So can you just give some background about the Goddess Series and what it's about?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's for this inaugural show on September 4th at Side Stage.
Mm-hmm.
We have three performers, myself, Deidre Boris, and Shay Wolf. And I'm doing some fashion collaborations with Vixen Robes, Jenna at Vixen Robes, and also Stacey G. She's in Toronto, so we're just sort of talking online and stuff. And then also mini makeovers with JMC makeup artist, Jocelyn. So the whole idea behind this is to celebrate and showcase women and female identifying artists, and showcase what they can bring.
Okay.
What, as a collective, what that event can look like. You know, how much energy can be brought, positive energy. Showcasing how everything is connected to the makeup, the psalms, the live music, the fashion collab, the whole way you present yourself to the world and how you feel about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. There will be another one already is ready for December, and then I plan to take it nationally.
Cool. So what sparked the idea for this? I mean, obviously, I like that you have all of these kind of other disciplines in there. It's not just a music thing. There's everything else happening as well. But what gave you the idea behind doing something? It's fairly ambitious, especially the idea of going national, right?
Yeah. Passion, desire. I mean, there's so much, especially in Winnipeg. There's so much talent in Winnipeg.
For sure.
There's a sense of community, of collaboration. And I just kind of wanted to harness that energy because I really feel it and I really support it. I'm a very strong supporter of the arts in Manitoba, for sure. And I just want to highlight it and showcase it and make sure that these artists are seen and heard.
How did you decide which artists to include in this? Because, I mean, you know, obviously, like you said, there's so much music happening locally. And I mean, there's so many women involved in the music scene as well, across a huge range of genres. Right. So how did you decide who you wanted to? I mean, yourself makes sense, right? But
myself in there.
Yeah. But everyone else, I mean, how did you sort of choose who would best represent the idea?
Well, so I'm doing this in support of the Lemon Foundation, which supports artists.
Okay.
So part of the criteria that we came up with was you need to be very active on social media, have recent releases, and have those releases be on Spotify and streaming platforms. So that's kind of the basis that we started with. And that's what we're working for with this show. And for the fashion collabs, these are both very active artists who are working all of the time, doing great, great, beautiful pieces. And again, they're very active on social media. And so that was part of spreading the word. We tag each other, right? So we're just kind of cross-pollinating.
Makes complete sense, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I really did hand select these artists because I really do believe in them and I really do want them to have more promotion, you know, just spread the word.
For sure. I get that. I mean, that's why I do this show, right? It's the same idea. It's uh-huh. getting the word out about local artists, for sure. So I understand that motivation, definitely.
I got a lot to say about the way of the world today. It makes me want to cry when I look into her eyes. Yeah, I got a lot to say. They're burning down the trees, leaving all the babies in empty fields of dust where the water turns to rust. Yeah, I got a lot to say. Now it's a hard thing to take in when you come from where I come. I feel a slow burning hunger to make good by everyone. It's the common chain that links us one to one. Chain that links us one to one. Now I don't mean to bother my friend. Should only just record this living just next door. Never ending pain. Now I know I've helped a few find the strength and foot in two. And I'll keep banging down the doors on my neighbor's shores. And the lives can start anew.
Obviously, this, like you said, there's another one a few months down the road and you want to continue taking this further.
Yeah.
Do you have sort of a process for deciding who you're going to have on future shows? Or is that sort of a, you know, individual events, yeah, individual choices kind of thing?
Great. Yeah. I was thinking of maybe having themes, you know, like the Goddess series, jazz.
Okay.
The Goddess series, R&B, like sort of music themes, and then just kind of building out of that. So that's an idea. And yeah, when taking it to other cities, it's a great way to make connections in other cities, and meet the amazing artists that are there. I'm already in touch with a whole bunch across the country. So I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, right now the criteria for this one is, social media engagement and songs on Spotify and promoting them and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense for sure. So with Side Stage, always, is that kind of the size of a venue that that would, you think would fit well with this? I mean, I can totally see it working. I've only been there for one show, but I like it. It's definitely got a much more intimate vibe than maybe, you know, some of the bigger venues in the city. And I can see that working well for this.
Exactly. Yes, I do want it to be an intimate feeling. There will be seating as well as standing. So it's more of a theater style show than is a bar. Yeah. Show. So we pick Side Stage. It's got everything we need for this show right now. They've been great to work with. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Cool. And you mentioned earlier that this is it's a fundraiser as well. Are you planning to make these all, I assume these are all going to be fundraisers, all of these events?
In support of the Lennon Foundation, yes. So a certain percentage of the profit from the ticket sales will go to the Lennon Foundation.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where you need that.
And you mentioned sort of right near the beginning that, you know, when I was just trying to get you to define your style of music, you talked about, you know, having lyrics that are bold and lyrics that are covering, you know, important topics. Obviously, raising funds is something, whoever you're raising funds for, it doesn't really matter, but that kind of goes hand in hand with talking about important issues, right? If you're doing an event that's trying to benefit somebody, benefit something, that's the same kind of feeling, I guess, as writing songs about, you know, big things. So how important is it to you to have songs that don't necessarily, I don't want to say that aren't light and breezy, because you can have light and breezy songs that are covering serious topics, but I guess how important is having a strong focus lyrically to you as an artist?
That is a great question, Sam, because
it's an awkwardly worded question, but yeah.
I totally get it. So it's like half the stuff I write is very dance pop and the other half is very serious.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I, you know what, maybe I need to have the lighter ones to lessen the, heavier ones. And I don't want to stick to one. I want to try a bunch of things. So I don't want to stick to one certain way or one genre or lyrically, or I just kind of want to be all over the place. I have been working with Chris Vergaffney, who is a great producer, and we really, really collaborate on this stuff and come up with stuff that I'm very, very happy with, songs that I really, really resonate with me and that I'm really proud to put out to the world. So
do you think that there's a different audience for the sort of those two sides of what you do, or do you hope that they meld, they find some middle ground where the pop, the dance people want to hear the serious content, or right? Vice versa?
Right. I don't know. It's a very, very good question.
It's a fair answer.
I'm like, look, here's the serious song. Now you can lighten up and you don't have to think about it. You just, yeah, now you dance it up. But then over here, there's something very serious to be said. Yeah. And actually on that note, on September 5th, one of my songs called Common Chain will be part of a collaborative album called The Compassion Project, about human rights, animal rights, and just the general health of the earth. So that's another cause that I really value and will not shy away from to write about, right? So I showed one of my songs to a friend that I haven't released yet, and it's pretty heavy. And she just said, well, from you, we know that's what we're going to get, so don't worry about it.
Right on.
Very happy.
How did you get involved with this compilation? Like, it sounds like there's a bunch of different people from all over the place participating.
Yeah. So I submitted my song. I submitted my song, and they were like, this is exactly what we're looking for. And I just said, fantastic. So they've been great in building this album and reaching out to other artists that have similar feelings about the world, really.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah. The song you have on there, what is the heavy subject matter on that one? Like, what are you talking about in this song?
Yeah, on that one, I'm just talking about looking at the world through my more privileged eyes.
Okay.
I have lived in many places that are not as privileged as Canada, and so I'm just commenting on that and encouraging people to do what they can to help in these situations. This song came from working with Activation Trust, which was a charity for orphans in Kenya.
Okay.
So I was there and I worked with them, and you know, living in Senegal as a child too was very different way of life, very different, just different, very different. So that's kind of been in my life, my whole life. So yeah, this song talks about that.
Well, it's interesting. You can have that perspective. You can have the perspective from privilege, but also have these perspectives of living in these places. Because a lot of people are writing songs about issues they're seeing around the world, but they haven't necessarily been there firsthand, right? So you have sort of the extra bonus insight, I guess, having actually spent time in some of these countries.
Yeah, that's true. And I also understand where I'm coming from, and that gentle nudges work better than shaming, or you know what I mean? If you're not doing something, you should be doing it. But everyone has their own feelings and interactions with media and with people that are in different life situations. And so you never know where they're coming from and what their background is. So I kind of try to approach it in a just sort of empathetic, here's the information way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Drive your car, heading straight for the stars. We're gonna go real far, never gonna be apart. Baby, I wanna drive your car, I wanna drive your car, yeah. We're gonna go real fast, come on, let's hit the gas. Baby, I'll make you last.
How can people find this this compilation? I assume it's a streaming thing, or is it a physical product?
Yeah, it's streaming, and it will be on my website. It's okay. Artists and Activists, but it'll also be on my I'll have the link on my website too, okay, cool. On my socials.
I'll link to your website in the show notes so people can find it there as well. Which mm-hmm. would be that'll work. So I guess in addition to this song that's on the compilation, what do you have happening in the near future as far as music? I mean, are you working on any other songs that are going to be released in the relatively near future?
Yes. So Lesser Than is coming out September 12th. So that's actually 3 weeks from now. And that song is about sexual violence and doesn't shy away. I had to think about releasing it. Like, it's pretty heavy. And I just thought, yeah, it's time. It's time. Let's just do it. So one of my other songs, Bleed, is about mental health and self-harm. And so that's another heavy song. And people resonate with these songs, too. And I mean, they're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And vulnerable is truthful, is genuine. And so I really put my heart on my sleeve on the song, and it's coming out on the 12th, so okay. That will also be a link in my socials, etc., for that, and it'll be on Spotify.
When you do songs that are about heavy subjects like that, I mean, what kind of reaction are you hoping to get from listeners? Is it you hoping that someone can maybe see a kinship with something you're talking about, or it can reflect their own experiences? Is that sort of the goal, that be like, look, you're not, you know, this is a story that happened to lots of people. There's a community here kind of thing. Is that sort of the vibe?
Yes, that's the vibe. And actually, part of the EPK notes, part of the track bio, is wanting to start a conversation. Just opening the door for a conversation. And get people thinking and look at it in a different way. And I mean, sexual violence is you know, does not discriminate.
For
it's
sure.
Gender. Nothing is so. That's the other thing that I want to sort of put a light on. This song, this song is reflective, but it really doesn't matter how you identify. It's happening everywhere, with everyone.
Yeah,
all cultures, all you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it's not something that, yeah, for sure. You want to, I guess, doing it through music too is a different approach than just sort of providing information or doing a speech or writing an article. I mean, you have a different in, I think, to a lot of people's maybe openness to hear about something, right? Because they're hearing it through a song.
Yes, exactly. It's almost like a suggestion. You know, it's maybe it's a safer way to get the information across.
Yeah.
That's interesting comment, but yeah.
I guess a safer way to interact with it too, right? I mean, if you're a listener and you hear it, it's sort of not as in your face almost. Even if it is, there's a level of sort of disconnect because you're hearing someone else sort of make it into art and then perceiving it through that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
I know that wasn't a question, but.
That was a great comment, though. No, but that's true. It's true. It's a different medium. It's not a piece of artwork. It's not, it's not information in a document.
Yeah.
It's very personal, vulnerable, and it's my goal is for it to start a conversation. And I'm guessing, I'm hoping people will reach out to me as well. As maybe start a convert. Like, did you hear this song? Have you heard this? Has this happened to you? Is it that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had similar responses from other serious topics you've written about? Like people have reached out and said, like, this affected me in this way, or I can relate to this?
Yeah. It's like, especially with Bleed and Common Chain and Watch So Bad, actually, which is just a dreamy song about fantasy and desire, and just the vibe is very, again, very vulnerable, I guess, very genuine.
And I
don't even know how to produce anything that isn't.
That's good.
Yeah.
One of the things that comes up on this show a lot, actually, whether I'm talking to, you know, a folk singer or a rapper or a metal band or whatever it is this idea that the audience is here, maybe more than other places, have a very strong bullshit detector, and they can tell when someone isn't being genuine. And I think that a lot of the artists that have made it successfully, you know, whether it's at an independent level or anything else, as sort of critically acclaimed local artists, are the ones who are very genuine. They sound like themselves. They sound like what, you know, their songs are from where they're from. And I think that we value that here, regardless of the genre, as audiences.
But I agree 100%. Yeah, absolutely. And that's just it. That's like the whole idea of art. You want to make a difference. You want to create emotion. You want to stir something in somebody. And that, to me, is like, you've done your job as an artist.
For sure.
If you're, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited for the song to come out. I'm nervous for the song to come out. Yeah. So it's coming out shortly.
Yeah, for sure.
Got a life, got a good life, I got a switchblade knife, I'm gonna bleed all over. Got a life, got a good life, I got a switchblade knife, I'm gonna bleed all over. Brother, or is a baby, it may be. Did it go too far? Could you see it coming? Falling down, you picked me up, and I'm back on my feet again. Got a life, got a good life, I got a switchblade knife, I'm gonna. Got a life, got a life.
And I guess, I mean, that's maybe a good segue or an awkward segue into the next thing I was going to ask you, which is, how do people hear this? Because this is a podcast. Someone could hear it the day it comes out, in which case this stuff is all imminent, or they could hear it 3 years from now and then it's already out and you've probably moved on to more stuff and there's new music out there. How does someone find you online and then sort of track some of the stuff down?
Oh, yeah. My YouTube channel, my Instagram, Facebook a little bit I use, and my website.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all under Stephanie Westall. Yeah, and yeah, so, and I say this at shows, Westdal.
Right.
Because everyone's like, Westfall, no.
Well, the good thing about this is it'll be in the title of the episode, so people get confused.
I know. It's just such a habit. It's just such habit. No.
For
sure. Good to that.
And then you want to just plug the Goddess event one more time?
Yeah. Yes. So the Goddess series is happening September 4th at Side Stage. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Amazing, incredible performers and artists. I'm so excited about this. There is seating. Some people have asked if there's seating. There's seating and there's standing room. And I just want it to be a great feeling event. So hopefully you can make it. The link is in my bio for the tickets or Side Stage as well.
Awesome.
I dreamed you from someplace, somewhere, some land far away, which is so bad. And I breathe and I feel.